Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if one small leaf could teach a big life lesson? On this episode of This Week in America, we welcome author and educator Lori Stack, creator of the heartwarming children's book, The Leaf That Went on an Unexpected Road Trip. This beautifully illustrated story follows a leaf suddenly swept away from everything it knows, forced into a journey filled with uncertainty, fear, and unexpected adventure. From city streets to desert landscapes to the beach, the leaf must learn to adapt, stay strong, and discover courage along the way. With over 30 years of experience working with children, Lori brings a deep understanding of young minds to her storytelling. This is more than just a children's book. It's a story that resonates with readers of all ages. And Lori Stack, author of The Leaf That Went on an Unexpected Road Trip, an Amazon.com bestseller, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Lori. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Glad to be here.
What an interesting story that you've written on so many levels, so many themes. It is so well done. A leaf gets swept away. Let's start with that. Where did this inspiration come from? What was the inspiration, and how did you decide to write this story?
It was based on a true story.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, the actual story The Leaf Goes On wasn't my original story, but there has been so many times, because I live in the mountains, that an oak leaf will get stuck on my car, and it will come with me wherever I'm going. I mean, for days, and not get trash. And so I was on a trip with my girlfriend, and this leaf was on my windshield, and only a little part of it blew off on the freeway. And I thought, I am going to write a book about a leaf that goes on an accidental road trip, because we have. Yeah.
It's interesting.
So that's the inspiration.
That is the basis for The Leaf That Went on an Unexpected Road Trip by our guest on the program. Our guest is Lori Stack, and you'll find her, all of her books, at authorloristack.com. I'll give you all that information as we go through the conversation today. So once you get this concept, you've got the leaf, now you have to develop this leaf, make it into a character, give it characteristics that people, especially young readers, are going to relate to. How did you develop the leaf's character?
Well, the thing is, I related that leaf to children that have fear, because it is very common for kids to have fear of things that they don't know about, things that they're not sure about, things that you know, whether it is academics that are upon them and they're befuddled, you know, or an event coming up and they're moving or something, and moving schools, or and they have to deal with new circumstances and new situations in positive ways. You know, instead of shutting down and going, oh, no, there's no way. I can't go through this. So the leaf, basically, I developed the character from that of a child and how a child would feel if a young child was like separated, and not in a super dangerous way, but in a way that challenged them to explore new things, to challenge, you know, what they think they're capable of doing. And so that was the premise that I went on, because I thought, well, this leak didn't intend to be on my car. And, you know, and my mind is very childlike. I saw the leaf as a character right away on this trip with my girlfriend. And I just love that idea because it was, you know, and I look around me in the mountains and it's like I bring everything to life in my mind, you know.
Yes.
What this tree is thinking and feeling, and what this animal is thinking and feeling. And that's just how my mind works.
Where all did the leaf go? I mentioned just a broad overview in the intro for the program, but where are the leaf really makes the rounds, doesn't it?
Oh, the leaf goes to Joshua Tree to explore Joshua Tree and you know, that environment. And then I have the leaf going into Hollywood, you know, to see a big city, because the leaf does not live in a big city. The leaf lives up in the mountains, and the leaf is just, you know, amazed and just, wow, you know, the buildings, the cars, the people. And from there, the leaf goes to the beach. And for a mountain leaf, you know, to see the ocean was, you know, pretty amazing. And at that point in the trip, the leaf was trusting the girls that he was on this trip with. And because from the beginning, they acknowledged him and were happy that he was on the trip with them. And they talked to him as if he was real. And so he calmed down and he started enjoying the trip and realizing that everything didn't have to be so scary and horrifying, and he could adapt. He could learn to deal with the challenges that come his way.
Well, like the friends that you were with on the trip, we feel the leaf has a life of its own as we're reading the book, the children's book, but it's good for adults as well. The leaf that went on an unexpected road trip. The author is our guest on the program, Laurie Stack. Laurie is L-A-U-R-E. If you're Googling, her website is author, lauriestack.com. Link for that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. There's so many messages in the book. And this is really one you just touched on, something that you're fearful of. And sometimes we shut down because of fear. The leaf really enjoyed these experiences, didn't it?
Yeah. In the beginning, it was terrifying.
Yes.
It was absolutely terrifying because he wasn't sure he was going to be okay. You know, in the beginning, the leaf thought, this is it, I'm doomed. And when he wasn't doomed and when he realized he was still there, that then he started looking around and going, wow, look where I am. So it's the same with children, because when they are fearful about something, it is very easy for them to just shut down and not deal with those feelings and not want to deal with those feelings. And part of life and getting through life is, you know, being emotionally strong and facing your fears and facing the things that frighten you or worry you. And, you know, and just knowing that you're going to be okay and you're going to get through it. And that really goes a long way.
You know, it's interesting. Do we sometimes take children for granted? They may hear something that's going on in the household. There may be something that bothers them, something bothering them at school. And certainly that's the case, maybe now more so than ever before. But we feel they're young, they're adaptable, they'll deal with this. Is that a misunderstanding that we have sometimes? When you mentioned they shut down. If they're not talking about it, maybe we feel they're okay with it. Is that misreading the situation?
Yeah, it's really important with children to watch them and observe them, because a lot of times they won't tell you what's wrong and they won't tell you what they're actually feeling.
Yes.
And I can say I've had this experience as a teacher, and you just have to break down that little wall with, you know, with praise and with confidence building, you know, talk. And you've got this. You are so smart and you are so strong and you can do this. And all my days as a teacher, I spent doing that with children. It's hard. It's really hard. You can do it. You can get through this. You can learn it and, you know, and come out the other side. And difficulties don't have to be so horrible. And I mean, that's my experience from working with children.
You know, it's interesting, the power of storytelling for educators, for parents. Sometimes you can say those words and the child is not really connecting, but you put it in a powerful story like the leaf, and all of a sudden you're breaking this down. They see this transformation, what the leaf is going through. It's done in an entertaining way, and suddenly that message gets through to them, doesn't it?
Yes. That's why I wrote it for young children, because that's where it starts. I mean, as young as kindergarten, kids have fear about all kinds of things in their world, you know, and sometimes their home life is not so great. And then at school, you have to kind of compensate for that. And you have to let them know it is safe here for you to learn. It is safe here for you to grow. And it is safe here for you to make mistakes.
What is the main takeaway from this book? I mentioned all of the themes, and maybe because of that, it's difficult to say this is the main takeaway. What do you hope people take away after reading the book, The Leaf That Went on an Unexpected Road Trip?
My takeaway is that they realize that life is going to bring uncomfortable situations, and it's really important. The outcome depends on how they react to that situation. And if they shut down, the situation's going to be made worse than if they embrace it. So I showed the leaf all of a sudden feeling safe because of who he was with, and the situations became less frightening because he realized that he was okay. And it's the same thing with children. It's exactly the same.
So you're touching on resilience, empathy, courage, so important, so many important themes that are all touched upon in Lurie's book, The Leaf That Went on an Unexpected Road Trip. You talk about helping young readers believe in themselves one book at a time, and you're doing that with all of your books. Talk about the other books out there, what's available, and what you're working on.
Thank you for asking. Once Upon a Boy was my first book, and from the title I meant to convey that it was like a fairy tale, once upon, and it was never meant to be a realistic fiction book. It's obviously fiction, and it's the message. I actually heard a Asian folk tale about a man under a wishing tree, and he wished for this and he wished for that. He got all these things. And the minute he started doubting himself and going, I could not have created this, it all vanished. Because the message was, it all comes from you. It all stems from who you believe you are and what you can do. And not letting others, you know, tell you what you can and can't do. And once upon a boy, he's a lonely kid, and he wishes for friends, and then he wishes, you know, he gets imaginary friends, and then he gets a playset, and they get food, and blah, 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 and it's the same thing. And then he sits there, and he thinks, there's no way I created this. This isn't real. And then it all vanishes. But he realizes behind a tree is a can left over from lunch. And it had been real. And all of a sudden, you see him getting the aha moment. I can create stuff. I can create the life I want to live. I can make it happen. Me and only me. And so that is really important, because as I said with the leaf, when kids say, I can't do this, it's too hard, can't do it, they are creating that reality for themselves. And they have to know that they have to summon the strength to somehow knock that wall down and try. And then they're so surprised when they do that they actually learn. They are actually able to learn and do it.
It's a good lesson for adults, too, in talking about computers, for example. It's like, yes, I can break that down, and I can do that. Yeah. If the first word out of my mouth is can't, then I'm probably not going to be able to do it. It's something that applies right. to everybody. But it's such a powerful lesson to learn at a young age. Obviously, I didn't, and it would have made my life a lot different if I had I learned that. Had you been my teacher, I would have learned that. So that was Once Upon a Boy. That book and all of the books available at Lori's website, authorloristack.com. What are some of the others?
The next book I published was Howie the Unusual Bear. And Howie was created from the viewpoint of a teacher in a classroom these days, and kids are so different. When I was in school, we were all pretty generic. And kids today are so different with a wide variety of interests. I mean, a little girl yesterday I was in school, she had blue and pink hair. You know, other kids are all dressed in black, like goth.
And oh, yes.
They're all little unique personalities. And so I wrote Howie so that they could understand that's okay. That's who you are. And those things that interest you are what drive you and make you special. And you can use those things to go anywhere you want to go. And also Howie in the book, he's a different kind of bear. He builds his own log house. He has a library, builds his own garden. He's friends with all the animals he hangs out with, not other bears. And, you know, and he wants to find a partner that is like him. But in the meantime, he creates a world that he loves to live in. You know, he snowboards. And he does the things that make him happy. And, you know, he doesn't give up hope. He just, you know, keeps on. And eventually he does find his bear. And, you know, and they have cubs, and that's the end of the book. But it's about honoring who you are and accepting other people for who they are. Because that is a really hard lesson. I mean, I see a lot of these kids that are really different, and they repel people. Some people, not all people. But, you know, I want kids to see each other as really, you know, important, unique little people with just different goals, different dreams, different ways of looking at the world, and accepting them and loving them for who they are.
You know, that's such an important lesson of loving unconditionally and understanding and accepting so many key words that you've said there. But acceptance is one that's so important, especially now where some tend to shut out people that aren't just like them or think just like them. All of these books available, again, at Lori's website, authorloristack.com. You can link on to her website and all of her books by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and several other books that you've got that are available and some upcoming.
I have three upcoming. One is supposed to be funny. It's a funny book. It's a chapter book for like second, third graders. And it's about my animals that I have at home and how they interact with us, how they interact with each other, and how they interact with the wildlife around here in the mountains. And it's funny. And my animals are so funny. The things that they do, but I had a situation, actually the dog that is in this book, unfortunately passed from a dental accident. 5 years old, this dachshund that we had went in for dental surgery and didn't make it.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Wow.
It was so devastating. But before happened, we had about 3 good years, and he was absolutely adorable. So I feel like this book is a tribute to him. Since then, we adopted a female dog that was pregnant. We didn't know it. so our life has kind of gotten crazy. We had five puppies.
Wow.
Yeah, we gave three away to good homes, and we kept two, and now we have a dog pack. And, yeah, so I want to continue writing about, you know, the animals and do another book. I'm not sure I will, but there's so much to say. There's so much to share about these silly animals. So that is The Adventures of Cooper, Winnie, and Petey Panther. And Petey Panther is a black cat, and he might as well be Pete the cat from the book. He is that crazy and that fun. And then Winnie is my white cat, and she's just a sweetheart. So, and then I went kind of in a different direction for my next two books. I'm interested in really strange things. So I wrote a book called The Cryptids of the United States. Do you know what a cryptid is?
No.
Okay. Cryptid is like Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Millions of people have seen, or hundreds of thousands of people have seen, but hasn't been scientifically proven. And so I was just curious. And so I researched every state and found out that almost every state has five or more cryptids that people have seen in their state that they can't explain. And almost every state has a lake monster. We do up in Tahoe. I believe her name is Tessie. And but there was all kinds of creatures that popped up. And so that's a book for like middle schoolers, or maybe fifth to seventh, eighth graders.
Okay, yes.
Even high schoolers that are at that reading level. And it's going to have about 250 pictures in it of all these bizarre creatures. So it should be kind of fun. And then my next book is about sharks. I went into detail because I am a shark fan and I love swimming with sharks. And I outlined the eight orders of sharks and the different sharks in each order and the different families of sharks and the characteristics. And that was fascinating to me, because I found out that I think it's like 90% of the sharks in the world are harmless to people, completely harmless. There's only a few, and they have a bad rap. And I really wanted to, you know, let people know that they really shouldn't be afraid of going in the water because of sharks. You know, they're at the end of the book, I listed shark attacks for the last since 2000. And I talk about the things that people say to watch out for. For example, I lived in Hawaii, and they would get on the radio and shut down beaches when there were sharks sighted. And you would hear this beach is off limits. And, you know, people around the world are very good about keeping people safe. And, you know, sharks are not man-eaters. They really don't want to have anything to do with people other than maybe being curious. So it's certain situations that put them together, you know, and things happen. But those are my two books that are being illustrated right now.
Oh, very good. So they're close to maybe being published here at some point?
I would say within 4 or 5 months.
Oh, very good. Now, say, I'm excited. This is for a young adult, and I'm excited because I like the cryptoids. It's a great – I know what you're talking about now, great concept, and I love those stories as well. And sharks, I mean, who's not interested in sharks, especially finding out maybe the other side of the shark saga? It doesn't sell a lot of newspapers or take people get people to the movie theater, so we do the bad part of sharks. But I love both of those. I tell you, the time has gone by so quickly. I love your imagination. I love what you're doing with young people and being in the classroom every day and sharing their struggles and dreams. It has to be very rewarding for you to see what these young people are there, what they're going through, and guiding them through, and hopefully maybe even turning lives around for some people, showing something that they otherwise would not have seen.
I love it. And because I'm a retired teacher now, I retired from special ed middle school. I worked with the kids that were in the regular classes, but were behind by about 3 years in reading or math. And I had to keep them up with their work. And I loved it. And now that I'm retired, I literally work in kindergarten through high school. I've just been in first grade, and the day before I was in high school. So I see the whole gamut of kids and how they progress. And some of these kids I've known for the last 5 years.
Oh, because yes.
I've seen it go through elementary and then middle school and even get into high school. So it's fascinating. And that will keep me writing. All those ideas that, you know, come to me from teaching.
Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing here in explaining all of this. And I loved our conversation today. Wish we had more time, and hopefully we can continue. There's so much to talk about, and being there with these young people and shaping their lives and understanding them. And you do that so well through your book, the book we talked about at the beginning of the program, The Leaf That Went On, An Unexpected Road Trip, has so many messages for young people. The power of storytelling. And all of Lori's books are available at her website, which is very simple. Her name, author, LoriStack.com, and Lori is L-A-U-R-E. Lori, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of all these books, award-winning, this book, an Amazon.com bestseller. The book received a notable book seal from Pacific Book Review and so many other accolades, but maybe more important than that, young people are reading and learning and being inspired and motivated by your work. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. And I'd like to thank EC Publishing, LLC, for arranging our conversation today. EC Publishing, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing tools tailored to your publishing needs. You'll find them at ecpublishingllc.com. And you can listen to all of our programs on 28 podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and many more. Available on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and beyond. And while you're there, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.